It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. On the Tuesday Health Watch, out of more than 20,000 new cases of throat cancer in the U.S. each year, about 14,000 or so are caused by the sexually transmitted virus HPV. Throat cancer has even passed cervical cancer as the leading HPV-related cancer in the country. But questions remain about detection and treatment. UT Southwestern and Baylor College of Medicine in Houston is recruiting for clinical trials looking into this. Dr. Andrew Day is leading the trials at UT Southwestern. He recently spoke with KERA's Sam Baker about HPV-related throat cancer. A warning, this conversation contains language unsuitable for children.
For some reason, men, predominantly middle-aged and elderly men, are 6 times more likely to get this throat cancer than women. We do think that smoking is probably a risk factor for this. And we know the number of lifetime oral sex and lifetime vaginal sex partners is linked to the likelihood of getting this cancer.
I believe this is sort of a slow developing type of cancer though, right?
We don't actually 100% know. A lot of people think people who get this cancer were exposed to HPV in their teens or in their 20s, and that it just kind of hung out and was latent, like maybe like chicken pox, which then later becomes shingles. And so in that case, the virus is for some reason dormant and then just arises. Maybe it's because the immune system of the more elderly individual is not as strong at kind of holding it off. Who knows? So we think that there's probably a component of that that's resulting in the cancer. So the virus has been around for decades and then for some reason becomes a cancer. And there's probably another component in which some middle-aged men have new sexual partners, get new exposure to HPV, and then, you know, develop the cancer.
The clinical trial, though, is focusing on men.
This is not as common as breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer. Without a really high number of people getting this, we have to be very specific about trying to identify a very high-risk group.
What's the purpose of the trial?
We're trying to test whether or not we can screen at-risk individuals for HPV-mediated cancers, basically. Can we use blood-based biomarkers and oral rinse biomarkers to identify a high-risk population that we then evaluate clinically to see, is there a cancer in the throat or in the neck or in the penis or the anus, and then follow those people.
But in listening to you, I'm hearing this is a type of cancer that's slow to develop. Does it have much in the way of symptoms early that a person might say, well, okay, I think we have something wrong here?
These patients, about 50% of them present with a neck mass, and maybe 20 to 30% present with a sore throat. And other patients are fairly asymptomatic. Pain, which is such a common symptom for many people with cancer, is just not that common of a symptom for this. So it's got this very sneaky way in which it appears. And the most common story that I hear is from men saying that they were shaving and they noticed that this neck mass. And that's evidence of the fact that the cancer that started in their throat has already spread to the neck.
Okay, so you're trying to figure out a way to detect this early.
Exactly.
Also, what, the likelihood of a cure?
So we're able to successfully treat fairly well. Like I would say 85% of patients we're able to cure right now, on average, depending on the stage that you present at. But the treatment is morbid. For at least 80 to 85% of patients, we have to give either surgery followed by radiation, radiation with chemo, or even surgery with radiation with chemo. And that really does a number on your body.
What about the HPV vaccine?
The HPV vaccine is preventative, we think. We don't think that the HPV vaccine is going to treat an existing infection. That's why the governing bodies are saying that people should get vaccinated up through age 26, and then from 27 to 45 with shared decision-making with their primary doctors, because they don't think that it's going to be as effective. People have already been exposed to the virus, and the vaccine at those ages won't be effective then.
So is there anything the average person can do or should do to try to prevent, avoid throat cancer of any type?
The best thing that we can do is vaccinating our kids. Unfortunately, vaccination rates for kids are really poor in the U.S., like barely over 50% of kids who could be getting vaccinated are getting vaccinated. And then just safe sex practices.
Dr. Day, thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Stay updated with the top headlines of the day by keeping up with KRWG on social media. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel to keep updated with your favorite local television news programs. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.